this question was answered by almost half the class of the first grade. They said, well, you open the fridge door and put the elephant in and you close the door. and the trick is that their mind is not blocked like our mind, that a fridge is a tool, or is a grate, is 80 inch tall, 36 inch wide, and 30 inch deep. Their mind is open. They think, okay, fridge must be suitable to put an elephant in. And this is fantastic, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying always to follow those little ones and try not to block my mind from the things that I see around me. Try to come out of the box and think other things. So this is, I thought I will share it with you, how I came to this thing. Mm. And I never really, how do you call it? I never back to my previous way. I looked at the thing that they were already there and I tried to copy. So this is what I can say about this wonderful activity, when we can be creative, and because you know the border of creativity is the sky, and when people think always with the background of morale and good education and everything, you know, then I believe and I'm sure that creativity would be something wonderful, especially when we are in contact with the youth, with the children, or we have children on our own, you know, I believe, you know, we should always let their mind work freely, guide them, but let them have the pure imagination and be creative in their future life.
Yes, that's so wonderful that we all need to tap into our creative side and our childhood, because that's what we all grew up as, being very open-minded and believing that anything in the world was possible, and it still is. It's just as we get older, our brains start to make it not possible. And that's why things happen that way. So it's great that you were able to tap into that and realize that, yeah, it's the creativity of the youthful minds that really keep, you know, the world running the way it is and advancing and getting more and more growth in humanity, as well as ourselves too, because that's our goal as Free Voices and the whole CJSF here. We all believe in making this world a better place, and we can do it by changing ourselves, and through changing ourselves we can change the world. So I really appreciate and thank you for coming on live and joining us and sharing the wisdom that you have, and it's just always a blessing to have you on our show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a blessing on my side to be on this show and be in contact with you and all the wonderful, wonderful listeners and also your co-workers. And I'm really, really blessed to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And we'd like to thank you. And if anyone else wants to say bye, you can say bye.
Yes, yes.
Bye for now.
Yeah. And okay. We can't wait to have you in this studio with us.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. Okay. Have a wonderful time all together.
Yes, lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and bye for now.
Bye. Love everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Mr. Salar, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to my brother, Shkwait Shekhlach, and we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Red Dead Redemption soundtrack, and it's a song called Far Away. So we're going to have a listen to that, and we'll get to my brother, Shkwait Shekhlach. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
So far, so far.
All right, we're back. That was the song Far Away, and that was from Red Dead Redemption. That's the soundtrack. And we're on the line with Shkwait Shachlach. For people that don't know Shkwait Shachlach, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. And he's a big hero of mine, a big inspiration for people all over the world. And he's with us now. How are you doing, Shkwait Shachlach?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just had to kick our jets off the line just seconds before you called.
Oh.
Because she was checking up to make sure the heat wasn't killing us.
Oh, here. Yeah, yeah.
It must. I hear it's pretty warm outside, I guess.
Oh,
I didn't venture out.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't venture out yet, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the 30s and climbing, so yeah, people out there, make sure you stay hydrated and get some, stay cool, and just watch yourselves. The heat can do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So we have a show subject, and it's called creativity, and we'd love to get your perspective on that.
Creativity, people like to think that it's something that you are born or, you know, inherited, but creativity is actually a learned trait. You learn it, and I figure, I kind of figured that from all along that the more educated you are on anything and everything, the easier creativity inhibits you, you know, because you're learning so much and you say, what if I did this? It might help my work better. And when you're learning a lot more, you're taking the limits away, your self-limits.
Mm.
Because when you limit yourself, that's what stifles your creativity.
Mm.
And I just learned recently that setting the mood for your next bout you want with creativity is helped by the type of music you want.
Mm.
You know, if you listen to country, and you're going to do something about country. Listen to country.
Mm.
If you want to do some metal work, car yard stuff, got to listen to heavy metal.
Mm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting advice.
Yeah. And then I also learned along with that was walking. Walking helps.
Mm.
Walking helps you. Because I figure when you walk, you're just, you know, letting your mind go. Just giving your brain a rest. Because when you overthink things, well, then that's part of stifling your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So walking, set the mood with the appropriate music, and read, and watch. Mm. Much different educational programs as you can.
Mm.
That way then your creativity starts to bloom, then you're not a robot.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, most of us have become robots because, you know, we do the same monotonous thing day in, day out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's so true. Well, we really thank you for joining us and adding your information and wisdom to our subject. And it's always great to listen and hear and learn from you and see what helped you survive all the different atrocities that you've gone through in your life. whether it's from nature or whatever you've suffered from, you've managed to survive it all and come through and just be a shining light for myself and many other people that I get to speak to and tell about your history and story. So just lots of thanks to you for and appreciation for you to come on our show and share your knowledge and your wisdom.
Yeah, and thank you guys for having me on. Thank you and listeners for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. And I send it all back to you, all 100%.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And hopefully you have a super great rest of your week and weekend. And enjoy that weather out there. Get out and do some walking and listening to your music. And we can't wait to hear your next song for next week and bye for now.
Yep, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, and thank you for joining us. That was Shkwait Shechlech, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability. And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and I'm going to be handing over the floor to Lady Faima, Dr. Hamanani, and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. But we're going to play another song. It's from Delora Rainey, and their song is called Ragnarok, and they're from the Czech Republic. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Oh,
Ooh, boy. That was a great one. That was Delaraney Ragnarok, and they were from the Czech Republic. And man, some pretty powerful music. And we have the Elegant Lady Fima, and I'm going to hand the mic over to her, and she can share with us her output on creativity and whatever else she wants to.
Thank you very much, Chief. Same as usual, you're very kind and generous on your with me. And I'm just watching my time not to take over too much, because wonderful soul Celia is with us, and I always enjoy her company and her wise and enthusiastic talk as well. Creativity, you know, just manifest to be you, yourself. And as usual, you know, I have to do two things at the same time. One part of my, I am divided to two individual. I'm Libra. So I have to balance it off, these two scale really well. If I don't, you know, is really like a nagging baby in back of my mind, is just checking on me. I say, you didn't do this and that and so on. However, whatever I do, you know, my profession is just very serious deadline. Either is the figure numbers or the project that I have to provide it with the deadline. And I'm enjoying to do that one, because make me sharper and make me more stronger in that path. However, I choose and do in my life, basically, the art, music, singing, composing, that is another half of me that is always walking with me, talking to me, to make the best and bring the best impact on the field for the humanity. So basically what I do is just, I am a believer of diversity, unity and diversity, and walking with the nationwide. And the best picture of the album of my life is just the colored people. Sorry, I have to call it very that way, because I have a big point regarding this one. I associate, I work in the neighborhood, in the community, with the nationwide. And this is the best picture of my album in my life, that I walk, you know, eat, talk, and work together side by side, shoulder to shoulder. And no one is higher or lower whatsoever. We are, after all, we are one nation in Canada, and it's a very privileged seat to be in that regard. And at the end of my talk, I would like sincerely to, you know, appreciating Dr. Yamani Hamedani, the young professor of Simon University, Simon Fraser University. When she was talking, I was so stunned with her talk and with her very tight schedule. She made it today to be present at the studio. And it's such an honor and privilege. And on my path, in my path, when I look at it, it looks like a rainbow, and I'm following the color, I'm following the light, and engaging my soul with one another. And thank you very much for having me, and the rest of the crew, they are doing a wonderful job. My love and respect to each one of you. Thank
you. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And also, Celia?
I'm just going to quickly wrap it up here, okay, because sure. There's been so many interesting and valuable points being raised. I would just say to everybody out there that many of us along the path as children, we were creative, or maybe we were even discouraged.